What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to another week.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am so close up in the camera. It's okay.
It's fine.
I fixed it. For those of y'all looking and y'all just moved back a little bit, that's why.
There we go. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we're back again and we are recording at nighttime. This feels so different. Recording on a Saturday night is way better than a Monday night after we worked all day.
Well, did we that recently?
We did that very recently. Yeah. And it was not this past Monday. It was the week before last. Yeah. And it really, it was tough.
Yeah.
But this is way better because, I had my little afternoon nap. I feel energized and ready to go. And we are joined by our amazing patrons because this is our monthly live show.
Yes. And don't forget, y'all, if y'all want to join, we do this every month. So hop on over to the Patreon. We have fun here. Y'all hear it. Y'all know we be having fun.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just come on over.
Yep, it's a good time. It's always a good time with the patrons. And this is available to our $10 and up tier. So just a FYI. But yeah, guys, how is everybody doing? Myra, how are you doing? And guys, feel free to answer in the chat and let us know how y'all are doing.
I am freaking hanging in there. This week has been rough, not only like with the 9 to 5, but just everything, because this is like kind of launch week kind of thing. So while it's been fun, it's been pretty busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything is smooth selling with the household so far.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
How was your week?
My week was good. So I just hit my 30 days at my job, which feels crazy. I feel like I just started. But yeah, 30 days in is going really, really well.
I see the LinkedIn posts. And I was like, oh, I actually got a notification for somebody I know.
I know, right? I know, seriously.
Like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, girl, yeah. So, yeah, and besides that, everything is good. Just living life. So happy that it's warming up. It was like 80 degrees here today. And so we were just out and about doing some stuff. So I told Dallas, I was like, so nice for it to just be warm for real, like not half warm, not just looking pretty but still cold outside, but like legit warm. Like this winter felt especially long to me for some reason.
Yeah, for us the winter just felt like it went away and then it'll come back, but we have this weekend really is really nice. It's in like the 70s for us.
So good.
And I didn't trust it. I still have on long sleeves. I didn't believe, like, oh, hold on, shit. Like, when I walked out, like, it was kind of warm.
But, right. It's legit warm today. I know. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Summer is almost upon us in a little bit. So, yeah, we're just chucking along. And I have on my PJs that I wore to the planned jamma at Go Wild. And I got my braids back. So, I'm doing, like, a real, like, Go Wild throwback right now, guys.
Yes. Getting the Go Wild spirit. Oh, my God. I'm super excited. We are, like, a week out. From like seeing each other again.
I know. It's so cool.
We're gonna talk about that once that happens for sure. But I'm excited. See all
absolutely
my people.
Me too. Laura, don't be speaking that nonsense in the chat. Laura gonna say watch it snow in 3 days. We're rebuking that. We are rebuking that.
I didn't trust it. I clearly did not trust it. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, we gonna take advantage though, because Laura might be right. It might snow. So we're definitely going to take advantage tomorrow. I bought some giant like Connect 4 things in Jenga from Target. So we're going to have fun.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
And little Ashton. So yeah, he's going to have a good time.
Yay, that's always fun. That's always fun. So yeah, so this whole week has consisted of so much EC launch stuff. We had our episode last week where we had Tanya and Tara from EC on the show to talk everything Life Planner. So if y'all haven't listened to that episode, make sure y'all check it out, because they were definitely dropping the tea on the launch. And as y'all hear this episode, the Life Planner and the whole new collection for this year is going to be live. So We definitely kind of want to talk about what we're planning on buying. If anything, guys, let us know in the chat what y'all plan on getting. And if you're listening to this, send us a DM or comment on this post on the show and let us know what you bought from this lunch. Myra, what are you thinking? I'm going to let you go first because I'm still all over the place about it.
I am. I took some notes of what exactly I think I am going to get.
Okay, on homework. I see you. Homework.
I for sure need an A5 Daily Duo.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure which theme because I'm like torn between going with the In Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it. And 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to be decorating this Daily Duo.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives, you know, a little oomph to it. Mm-hmm. But I also really love the color blends. Mm. I love how simple that is. So if I did want to decorate, I could.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So
do you typically decorate your daily planners or are you more of a functional gal when it comes to daily planning?
Honestly, 50-50.
Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah. It just depends. Yeah. So okay. I don't know. That's why I'm kind of leaning towards color blends because it's the option is there.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the Daily Duo in the In Bloom theme. So I'm not sure if there is something on each and every day.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. It would be great if there wasn't.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you'd make that, your choice super easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But maybe they have photos or something of it, like when I'm checking out.
Yeah.
Monday. But yeah, that's what I'm torn in between. And I kind of want to get some accessories, some new covers. Mm-hmm. I really love that cheetah print mm-hmm. cover. Super, mm-hmm. super cute. But yeah, as far as planners, I think that's all I'm going to get.
Okay. So possibly two, but definitely at least one. Is that what I'm hearing? Or did I count wrong?
Planners?
Yeah.
No, just one. Just one. I'm just torn between
you're
two
either
things.
One. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Gotcha. I mean, I know some of y'all will be no shade, but I just need one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this whole time I've been thinking I was gonna get a 7x9 color blends daily duo, but I've been going back and forth between that one or the Harmony neutral. And now, shout out to Julie, influencing like she always does. She put like the past like 6 years of her EC verticals on her IG stories today. And now I'm like, but do I want a vertical just so I can like, memory keep and, you know, do all the fun stuff, like playing in my planner and stuff. So now I'm really torn. I don't know if I'm going to get a daily duo or if I'm just going to get a vertical. So yeah, I'm kind of back to square one when it comes to that. But like I said, it's either going to be a Harmony neutral or it's going to be a color blends. I just have to figure out which layout I want to get. Kind of leaning towards the vertical, I'm going to be honest, because my Moxie Life Daily hasn't let me down. And I'm like, if it ain't broke, why am I fixing it? Like, why don't I just stick right with it for a few more months? And then by the time it runs out, then I could buy a daily duo later if then I wanted to Black switch. Mm-hmm. Over that. Well, no, you know, this, well, the Moxie Life Daily is 3 months. So in a couple months, and I've already used a whole month of it. Yeah. So in 2 months, I'm going to need something else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm still trying to figure it out.
3 months, man.
I know. I do too. It's perfect. I love it. And it's been working great for me. So yeah, I'm literally making some life decisions in the next couple months. Like, am I going to get another one? I don't know. Don't know. But yeah. Okay. So the people in the comments are letting us know. Karina said A5 color blends daily duo with the 1 ton and 1 million covers and maybe the dual tilt so pen highlight. Yes. So they had their newest artist collaboration come out. Is it called like the I don't want to say it wrong. I don't know what it's called. I'm gonna
Asian Heritage.
Is it Asian Heritage? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, so 1 ton and 1 million is involved with that. Shout out to her, Cynthia. Yeah, those covers are so cute. So I'm definitely going to pick some of those up. Thank you for reminding me of those, Karina. I totally forgot for some reason.
Yeah, I need that tote bag too. They have a couple of totes too. Which is,
they do.
It's so gorgeous.
They absolutely do. Tyler said he doesn't know, so he needs some help. Tyler, just listen, soak all this in. And hopefully that'll help you figure it out. Mm-hmm. Erica said color blends is so pretty. It is really pretty. I like how like it's like so toned down but still colorful at the same time. It has a nice balance.
Yeah, Yeah, it's perfect if you just need just a little touch, but you want your wheats to be pretty plain so you can decorate. That's the one to go.
Yep, exactly. Joy says she's not buying anything, but it all looks so good. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's definitely the middle of the year. So if you are already set, don't confuse yourself buying more planners if what you're working with right now is working for you. Like, just keep doing what
Absolutely.
you're doing. Mackenzie says that I didn't decorate daily for a long time. Then I found decorating, it made me want to use it so much more. That's cool. Is that how you are, Myra?
I think it's just more of like just a little bit of a creative outlet, just to add a little bit of personality to it. But some days you're just too busy and like, give me a highlighter and a pen.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like for me, like, I haven't been decorating the Moxie Life one because it is A5 size, and that's why I was kind of thinking about a 7x9 daily duo, because I feel like I'm more likely to decorate it because there's just a lot more room to do so. Laura says, I think I want an hourly for work. I don't use the time slots, but I can't use vertical planners with outlines. Y'all, I would love it if EC put lines on their vertical planner. I know a lot of the girls were riot. Maybe they could just make a version of it with the lines, or even with their hourly planner, if they just had a version of that without the time slots on it. Chef's kiss sounds so good, but I feel like we're getting
What
into
if
the
they made it like
weeds.
very faint to like in
That would be
photos you
perfect.
can't see it, but you know, as you're writing, you can, you know, have it straight.
That would
That'd
literally be
be cool.
perfect. And actually, that's one thing Julie put on her stories. At one year, they did have lines on their vertical planner, and it was super faint to the point where you couldn't see it on Julie's story. I couldn't see it at least, but she mentioned it, and I was like, "Oh, dang! Wonder why they took that away." But you know, we're not about trying to force every planner company to make every planner personally fit us personally, because that's just asking a lot.
It is.
You're
It
just
is.
asking a
Yeah,
lot.
EC isn't a completely customizable planner. It just isn't. But oh, Karina put in the chat, Asian Pacific American Heritage Month
Perfect.
is
Thank
the
you.
is the
Awesome.
collaboration that they are doing it for, 'cause that is for May, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I think it's at a certain time, like if you buy from that collection, like 35% of the proceeds go to charity, so just FYI for those of y'all who want to support that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see. Naomi says she's not buying anything right now, maybe later in the year. You know what, guys? And that's the thing. I feel like we're all in such a rush to get stuff, and these planners don't start till July. So if you're not sure, it's fine. And the great thing about EC, they don't run out of planners. That's just not a thing for them because they literally build them. So it's
You ain't
fine
gotta
to
worry about
wait
it.
to June, or even if you want to wait to the end of the year, catch it on the Black Friday sale and get your line up for next year. Absolutely do that. There is literally no rush at all. Lynette, yeah, I guess I just took out the H.
Let us know if we standing wrong.
Right. She says she is super tempted to buy the A5 Daily Duo.
I say buy
Yep, Myra, this is our resident
it.
enabler.
I just love, I mean, I don't know your life. I don't know if you're in the A5 or this is something new for you, but it's perfect for me. Perfect amount of space. I love it. So buy
I
it.
love it. Laura said harmony neutral for me. Yes, I
I
love the
do like
harmony
that.
neutral too. I love the color of the tabs. They're kind of like pastel-y, I believe. Pastel. I really, really love the color of the tabs. Oh, Karina,
Absolutely.
that's perfect. Karina said Moxie Life Daily will end for me right when the Daily Duo starts.
Oh, that is perfect.
It is. I think for me too, because it's 3 months. I started in April, May, June. So yeah, if I get it, it will end exactly when I need it to, also. Very
Yeah,
interesting.
I'm just so I'm gonna keep saying it. I just wish at least it was 6 months, y'all. 'Cause
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like y'all just get a little taste
I
and it's
know.
over.
I know. That's true. That's true. I wish it was, but I feel like it's good because I guess you can try it, try just one book before you invest. It's not, I'm happy you're not forced to buy like a whole year's worth or anything. Mm-hmm. You can just get one, try it out for a couple months, and if it works for you, you like it, get another one. But it's not even 3 months for me, it's the price for me. It is the that price too. For
yeah.
me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hoochalay. Let's see. Ursula said, I really want to make my current A5 into a coil. Interesting. Doing some Franken planning. Myra, when's the last time you Franken plan?
Last year with a coil specifically.
I guess.
Is it Franken planning if you have a half letter setup? I mean, like, you have to technically Franken plan that because you don't have anything to be
not with. Yeah, I don't consider a half letter a Franken plan. Yeah, you're okay. Right. I don't consider a half letter a Franken plan.
So, unless yeah,
you're like
year,
mixing and matching maybe different brands of inserts. I don't know.
But like, you kind of have to, right?
Because you kind of have to.
Yeah. But yeah. It was last year when I had my my vertical 7x9 life planner. I couldn't think of what it was called. But yeah, I freaking planned that, added a few extra months into that and some note pages. And it was thick.
Yeah.
It was thick.
Laura said, I want that EC Wild style cover. I'm glad you just gave me his name. Laura.
I can't unsee it.
Oh my gosh, I can't either. It's gonna forever be the EC Wild side cover. Thanks a lot. Oh my gosh,
it is gorgeous though. I do want that too.
It's very cute. I want the stripe one, the like the neutral stripe one, and like the colorful stripe one. That's really calling my name.
Yeah. Love that. The like watercolor ones. Super cute.
Super cute. Julie's in the building. Hi, Julie.
Hey. Influencing Meg buying decisions.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I just brought it up, Julie. Seeing your stories today put me right back to the EC vertical train. So I think that's what I'm gonna go with. I think, don't hold me to it. I will let y'all know my final decision on next week's episode, but I think I'm going to do the Harmony neutral vertical. I think I'm gonna do that.
Hopefully Julie don't post anything else to change that between now and Monday. Yeah, 2 days.
I know, right?
2 days.
I know. Okay, Laura, Laura's shaking the table. She said the EC girls are not happy about the Harmony neutral. Why aren't they happy? I haven't heard anybody say they didn't like the Harmony neutral.
We stay off of Facebook.
That's what it is. Besides our group, we do kind of stay off of Facebook. Something else that's interesting going on that I want to talk about. So Simplified Planner, they are dropping their affiliate program. I believe they put in their affiliate Facebook group that they are discontinuing that program soon. I don't know the date. I just know soon. So Myra, what do you think about a company just out of nowhere dropping the affiliate program? What are your thoughts? And guys, let us know in the comments what your thoughts are too.
I'm not affiliate for them, just FYI. I mean, it depends on what is their next move. Are they looking forward to like selecting influencers to collaborate with on certain campaigns? Like what's the move now? Affiliates, I just have a weird relationship with. You know, I'm affiliate for certain companies, but I prefer to work like on a campaign, like on a paid basis personally, than to like try and push a link. But I mean, you know, like I said, I don't really have anything against it, but I just would like to know what's their next move, because it doesn't seem like they had a lot of affiliates to begin with.
Yeah, it's a smaller company for sure. So I don't know how many people was in their Facebook group, and even like seeing the comments, the people didn't seem, nobody seemed upset about it, which is obviously a very different reaction than if say an EC or a Happy Planner decided if they were going to drop their affiliate program. It definitely would be an uproar. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if maybe it wasn't being utilized a lot. Maybe they just kind of stopped seeing the benefit of it, or what was really going on with that. But I mean, I guess if it makes the most sense for them business wise, I don't. And the girl's not upset about it, so I guess it's cool. At least we haven't seen anybody upset. If you're a Simplified affiliate and you're upset, let us know.
We want we'll love to hear your thoughts. And, I mean, if you know, like, what's their next move? Like, are they, you know, trying something else? Like, I seen the, I can't remember what other company kind of like is putting like that refer a friend kind of thing. Maybe they're moving towards that and, you know, just selecting people to work with throughout the year when they have a release or something. But I don't know. But yeah, if you know, I would love to.
Yeah,
love to hear it, man. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Julie said, "It's interesting to make that change right now when affiliate marketing is so hot right now. It does feel like a lot of the girls are jumping on the bandwagon for affiliate marketing. So this is very interesting for them to be going in a completely opposite direction."
Yeah, that's very Julie says she is not upset about them dropping as an affiliate herself. So yeah. I mean, I guess it really depends. It doesn't sound like maybe it was that big to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And Colette says Simplify seems to be making a lot of abrupt changes. Yeah, they recently changed the paper in their planner, which is huge. That is a huge, huge, huge thing to do. So
yeah, that is true. I wonder what's going on over there.
I know.
Do they got O-rings?
Yeah, it's O-rings.
Okay, yeah, I don't care then. But yeah, good, best of luck to them.
Tell us how you really feel, Myra.
I don't like those O-rings. I just don't.
Tell us how you really feel. Oh my gosh. Karina says Simplify did pretty well before the affiliate program, so they probably are going back to basics. That's fair.
Yeah, maybe it just didn't work for them business wise. So, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a business. It's about money. So they gonna do what is best for them. But
facts.
Yeah. Facts. It's just interesting, there's not like a whole huge uproar.
I know.
Like it would be if there was no easy affiliate.
I know. Seriously. Lynette said, I think some affiliate programs are kind of like MLMs. A few people make a lot of money and everyone else tries super hard to not make much. Ooh, well, Lynette, you done said it. That is all facts. That is a factual statement. Yeah, I feel like, you know, affiliate programs are not a scam like MLMs tend to be, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it does definitely have that type of feel, that, you know, kind of like a pyramid-y type of feel where the people at the top make a lot of money and the people at the bottom making crumbs, you know. And a lot of times people at the bottom are even working harder than some of the people at the top, but you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the only major difference is that, you know, the affiliates isn't making money off of the people that they quote unquote recruit under them. That's kind of how the you know, the pyramid works.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, with just like with an MLM, if you get into it early, then you benefit the most.
Yep. Yeah. That is so
just
true.
Like, you know, with an affiliate, if you get into it early, you know, people know you and gonna go to your link or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's such a complicated thing.
I know it is. Mm-hmm. It is. More company news. Also, Moxie Life is adding a referral program. So this isn't to take the place of their affiliate program, but this is basically like if somebody uses your referral link, you get, I think, $5 worth of store credit and they get like $5 off their order or something like that. So, you know, lots of companies making some business changes and rolling out in those, because this feels similar to affiliate program, but it's not the exact same thing, and they are still keeping their affiliate program. So, and apparently anybody can sign up for this type of referral thing if you guys are interested. There's no like selection or anything that I have heard about. It's a sign up type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. It kind of seems like anybody who, you know, shops there will receive like a refer a friend kind of link. And a lot of companies do that, you know. And I participate in those with some of the companies that I do business with. But I mean, it's just that it's kind of interesting, all these changes right now. I mean, I know Moxie Life doesn't necessarily have like a release coming up or anything, but this just seems like it's, you know, a part of launch season. Or do they?
Kind of. There's no date, but I did see on their Instagram page. I know people have been inquiring about the Moxie Life Daily inserts that have been sold out for months. So they have been trying to get those restocked, but obviously, you know, they're having supply issues and things like that. So they put an update out about that those are going to be coming soon, and they said along with some other new things. So.
Oh, so I don't know. They might be dropping some new stuff.
I know. What if it's an academic year planner? Because they don't do that yet, I don't think. They just have done just yearly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the calendar year.
I don't know. You think they'll do that?
I don't know. I mean maybe they'll make more money if they have more releases instead of just having the one big release. And I know obviously they're a newer company, so I feel like that's why they've been just doing the yearly release in like October, November, but I don't know. It will be really interesting if they kind of just drop that out of nowhere. Julie, I know you got some tea. Mm-hmm. Watch her get quiet in the comments.
But yeah, Julie is right. Supply chain issues are definitely hitting a lot of small businesses. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you buy from small businesses in this community, you have been seeing that for the past 2 years at this point. I know. But yeah, that'd be interesting if they drop something completely new like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could make sense why they implement the referral program.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's true.
We shall see.
I have definitely let my thoughts be known to Darian. Shout out to Darian. You know, you guys know she works for Moxie Life as well. And one day recently, me and her were talking in the DMs, and I was just letting her know how the daily was working for me, but that I also would love a 6 month, 7x9 version of it. So if she can make that happen, I will be super happy. I also gave her some feedback about the covers. I like the cover. It is very nice, really good quality, but it's too thick. And especially if they do make the daily bigger, like a 6 month version of it, they got to nix the cover. It's way too thick for a bigger planner, at least for me, at least, because I feel like their yearly planner is a very, very thick girl.
So. Yeah, she is thick. Mm-hmm. She is definitely thick.
Did you try their yearly planner, regardless of the O-rings? I feel like I remember you. Did you try it?
I did.
It? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was the O-rings.
Want to elaborate?
I just could get past it. It was a beautiful planner. I love the paper and everything. Thought the cover was beautiful. I love
the paper. Yeah. The paper is good. It's like very similar to Plum Papers paper, except not as slick. It's like not as slick and waxy as a Plum Papers paper. So it's really, really perfect. I love, love, love their paper too.
Yeah, the paper was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is super thick. I mean, the nice thing with O-rings, you can take some months and stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But lazy.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, Julie says she has no tea, just wine. I love that. That's a good slogan. Can we use that, Julie? That's kind of good. I love it. Oh. I love it. Joyce said that she would be interested in a Moxie Life Daily if it had an hourly timeline. Okay, Joyce. See, that's why I like it. No, it has a place to put your schedule, but it doesn't have the actual time. You have to write the time in. I actually prefer that because I don't have something to do every hour on the hour. So I like being able to write it in myself. But I think they do sell washi tape. I might be getting them mixed
with the hours on it.
Yeah, somebody got washi tape that got the hours on it. You could use that because I love being able to write it in. So sorry, Joyce. Mark's Life, you listen to this. Do not add.
Oh, my God.
Do not. I don't want it. Because then it's like, it's one of the only daily planners on the market that doesn't have the time already filled in. You know, so I feel like there are so many that have it. Just, you know.
Yeah, maybe Plum Paper. But, I mean, you can get the times on it. Because Plum Paper is so customizable. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah. That's like the only other one. But, like, all the others, Day Designer, Simplified, the Daily Duo, everything else has the time already on it. So I love that the time is not already on it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And Julie said, I like to be able to write in my time, but I'm also lazy. Julie, you already writing though. You're already writing.
It's the struggle. It's like we want it all, but also like we don't want to have to like work to get it all.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, I would love if the Moxie Life was a little bit thinner, but I also don't want to work to take the stuff out to make it thinner. So it's just
that part.
Yeah, it's first world problems, honestly.
I know, guys. And it's like I said, like, you don't want to get too into the weeds of, oh, I wish this planner was like this or like that, because then it's just like, girl.
Bujo
is right there. Bujo is right.
It don't even have to be booked down. You can just buy the paper, put it on some disc, plop it in a ring, spiral it.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. But that's another reason why I like the Moxie Life Daily, because it's like a blank slate. You know, because I'm too lazy to be drawing calendars and layouts and all that type of stuff. I want it there, but I want to be able to fill it in and make it how I want it. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds for me.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Lots of changes coming up to a lot of different companies. I'll be interested to see, you know, if any other companies, you know, change things around, make it more of a referral program and move away from affiliate marketing. Do you see any other companies doing that, Myra?
No, I don't. I think affiliate marketing is here to stay. I be the choke bag up with but I just don't see it. If anything, I'm just thinking like the major companies. I mean, maybe Happy Planner, because Happy Planner recently, like within the past what, year or two, started their affiliate program. Like EC has been a while, you know. Yeah. So I just feel like it'd be a lot harder for somebody like EC if another major company would do a maybe Happy Planner. Because it just hasn't been around that much.
No, it hasn't. You know? Yeah, that's true.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I think affiliate marketing is so easy from a business standpoint because they don't really have to put too much effort into it.
That, and I feel like you just get a lot of buy-in from your customer base. And affiliate marketing makes people feel like they are a part of the company and they are invested in how well the company does, because they're able to benefit off of the company doing well and making sales, and where otherwise we wouldn't be involved in that at all, you know. Like, even if there was some type of paid advertising thing, if you're getting paid to advertise for a company, you don't really care the company does well. You're getting paid regardless. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of the time. But with affiliate, it is, because like I said, they're kind of tied to the results in a lot of ways. So, and Julie said it is more affordable for brands, especially for smaller ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's human nature, and I think we see it a lot more in this planner community, that sense of wanting to belong. So I mean, I think affiliate marketing kind of allows, you know, their fan base basically to, you know, have a sense of belonging and like insider scoop or whatever to the company. So I which is nice. I think it's a good touch for the company to kind of stay connected with the community too.
I think
it's
so
just
too.
With everything, there's balance, because there are some people that just take it entirely way too far.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
They work there and that y'all don't work there.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I feel like even customers can take it too far too in treating affiliates like they work there. So it kind of can be on both sides. Some affiliates take on this responsibility for the company and act like, you know, they work there, and customers see them as the face of the company and treat them like they work there, and neither is true. So if everybody just stays in their lane and remembers like, this person is not an employee, you're not an employee as an affiliate, then, you know, things will go a lot smoother. I feel like that's where you really get into a lot of, you know, trouble and things like that, when people just start to do too much.
Yeah, just remember it's a partnership, you know? So, you know, I feel like we preach it to the choir and the people.
The people know. The people who listen to this podcast get it, okay?
Y'all totally get it. But yeah, it just, honestly, just remembering it's a partnership. Like, you know, you don't work there. They shouldn't be treated as employees. You know, you shouldn't be trying to work as an employee.
Or post it 2 a.m. instead of 10.
It's a balance, y'all. It's a balance. Like, let's not do that. Let's not beat up that early and for 10%. hypothetically 10% if people actually use their link and use it right. So
yeah, exactly, exactly. But you know what? I can say, I think kind of reflecting on this past lunch season, I feel like it went pretty smooth. I haven't seen anything that has been like too outrageously annoying. I feel like I kind of we thought about and kind of hyped up being annoyed so much that it really wasn't even as bad as we thought it was going to be, just because we thought it was going to be terrible. I feel like we thought it was going to be like a 10 and it was really only like an 8. So it doesn't feel as annoying, oh, at least God. To me. Myra got everybody blocked, eight. So she don't know what the girls was doing.
Not blocked. Muted.
Oh, muted. It's my bad. Different. Muted.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, I just want to have fun with this. Mm-hmm. You know, like I love the conversations that we're having about the release, mm-hmm. what people like, what people don't like. Like, let's just have fun. Like, let's just geek out over paper. And that's all mm-hmm. I want. I don't want to be, you know, have your link shoved down my throat.
Yeah. And you know what? I think perspectives are different also when you're involved in it versus not being involved in it. Like last year, we weren't involved in lunch season at all. So I feel like it felt really, really exhausting and annoying, where this year we are involved in it. We, you know, we got boxes and we've been posting a little bit here and there. So I just say, like, I don't know, maybe it's because once you're kind of a part of it, it doesn't feel as insane. You know what I'm saying? At least from my perspective, I think that's why it doesn't feel as insane to me. Because I have been enjoying seeing, like, the content people are putting out, like, any creative things that have come across. I haven't been seeing too crazy much. I think I have a good mix of people on my timeline to where everybody is not involved in the lunch. So I've still been able to see a balance of things, you know, on my timeline. So I think that's good too. So yeah, if you find yourself getting annoyed, you know, obviously use that mute button, even use the block button, unfollow if you need to, but also make sure you have different people showing different things on your timeline. I think that helps a lot too.
Yeah. Diversify your timeline.
Period.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. We probably just got a little bit more diverse and curated our timeline. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yep. I think so.
Or
too.
Just muted people.
Yep. Julie said, you get user generated content from affiliates, which builds trust with customers. It's a good business move. That's true.
Yeah.
Lots of genuine user generated content, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like affiliates need to, you know, kind of remember that too. Like, you're kind of being that liaison between the company and your audience. Mm-hmm. So you know, just remember that balance, that people are trusting you, you know, with the insider information and to give your true and honest opinion. So, yeah, just remember that.
Yep. And Colette is in here shaking the table. Colette said, remember when Steffi said they spent no money on marketing and advertising because the squad and customers were doing the work, saving them a lot of money that was going into the owner's pockets. Yeah, that was a whole thing too. It's kind of
that,
like,
was a weird flex to tell us as your customer base. Huge flex.
So weird.
If you were, like, you know, at some kind of conference, you know, business thing, like, perfect for business, but weird flex to tell your customers.
Yeah. That's the thing. I feel like that's where balance kind of comes in from a brand perspective. Like, obviously, you know, user generated content and affiliates help you a whole lot, but you don't want to be in a position to where you're really taking advantage of that. Yeah. Like, when you're not offering anybody in the community any type of paid, you know, partnerships or opportunities or anything like that, but you're real quick to repost it and, you know, really, really push people to make that content, but you're never paying them, or you have expectations on posts, even though you're not giving them any type of pay, I think that's when it really, really gets tricky. You know?
Yeah.
It's just
affiliate isn't payment. That shouldn't be a trade-off. Like, I do appreciate the way, you know, EC has been doing it to where it's like, you know, if you want to participate, put your hat in the ring. You post, you don't, you know, there's no real expectations for it, but
absolutely,
it kind of gets shaky when you then cross that line and, like, oh yeah, we need a real too iffy post. And, you know, you get 5%
or the products to make it with. And that's it.
Yeah.
The product that you need to create the content. That's surprise. Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. And Heather made a good point too. She said, I think EC at least made a point of not sending everything, so the post had to be diversified. That was definitely very, very smart on that part. And I think that's why I didn't get as much fatigue as what I feel like I usually do, because they just had so much and they did a really good job of really spreading it out with the way they did at this time and having the individual boxes. So a lot of different people got different stuff. Like our whole like little group of people, friends, got like different stuff, and it was fun seeing what each other got, and it was different than what we got, so that was
Yeah,
awesome.
do that again if y'all listening. Tanya, we do appreciate the curated boxes. That was pretty cool.
We do, we do, we do. Heather also said, I think that really helped, except not enough people had the Harmony Neutral. I agree, Heather, and I think the reason why, because the layout that was offered for that was the
Was
horizontal.
it?
That's why I didn't pick the Harmony Neutral box, because I would have otherwise, but it was only offered in the horizontal, and I'm not a horizontal gal. So I think that may be why you didn't see a lot of people with the horse with that, because
Plus, with the new layout, I'm sure a lot of people, myself included, probably picked, the whatever the vertical compact was
I
in.
think people wanted vertical, people wanted the new vertical compact, and people wanted daily duo. So that's some good feedback for next year though. So maybe either giving people a choice as far as the layout, or if y'all still want to do it the exact same way, just having like maybe just having the most popular layouts that most people go for. Because I think more people probably lean on vertical or hourly over horizontal. If I just had to guess, I would think it would be like that. Oh, so much planner talk. I just love talking about planners.
I know.
It's so fun.
I know. I miss low key being in the horizontal, but I don't like, I think EC has that like box on the right of each day. I don't like that. So
You wish it was just like open, like just
just
line.
open.
I feel you.
And if I want to put a box sticker there,
It's so
I
easy to
could do
do
that.
that. Yep. Just draw a
That's the only
line
thing.
if you want to. Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Julie said, I just can't believe they got rid of the black coil but kept the horizontal layout. Julie, don't remind
Y'all.
me. Don't remind me. I'm so sad. I'm so sad.
Am gagged that this is such a controversy. I
It's
never see y'all
controversial.
with black coils. Where y'all be at? I
Right
know
here,
you.
right here.
I'm like, what? Where did this come from?
My black coil. I feel like the black coil is so edgy. Whereas, like the gold and the platinum silver, whatever they call it, and rose gold are so classic. And the black was just like a little bit of edge to me. So I am probably more than likely getting a silver coil because it's free on my order. And I am going to put my black coil on it for the first time ever. I'm going to replace my coil. I totally see myself doing that. I love this black coil. It's everything. Laura says she only ever gets black coils too. The girls who get it, get it.
I guess I don't. I mean, I get it. I get it. It is
You get
like, and
it.
then it's like very kind of, I don't want to say neutral, but I mean, it is. You can put any cover on that. And so I do understand, but
It's
I'm
so
just like,
good. It's so good.
y'all had to buy it more.
I wish they would have like sold it until it ran out. Because they got some black coils. They got them. I feel like they should have just kept selling them till they ran out. But, I'll keep y'all posted if I get my box of black coils.
Oh my God. We need a reel of you and these black
Will
coils
be
or
my
something.
first reel is if I get a box of black coils. That sound from Cardi B, like, oh my God, what is this? Oh my God, what is this? It'll be that sound. Yeah.
Watch out for that. Watch out for that
Watch
reel,
out.
y'all. It's
Watch out.
coming.
I know, right? But yeah, guys, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Hey, Planner World, thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else.
now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there.
All right, guys. So we are back. And thanks to our amazing patrons, we got some tea. So once again, if you are interested in joining the Patreon and having an open line of communication to us where you can provide tea, head on over to plantersandwine.com and check us out. But you guys are everything.
We love y'all. Yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness.
So first thing we're going to talk about is, so we had mentioned earlier about the Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month collaboration that Cynthia from One Ton and a Million and what was the other artist's name? Was it Laura? Never mind. I don't know.
Lauren,
and the other art and Lauren, they had a collab with EC, in celebration of that month, with also some of the proceeds of the sales of those beautiful covers going to charity. Everybody was not happy about that. Everybody was not excited about that, and unfortunately, in the One Ton in a Million Facebook group, somebody had asked the question, and I don't think the person themselves was unhappy about the situation. The person themselves was basically kind of looking to other people to help them figure out if they should support this collaboration. She put up a post in the Facebook group asking something like, basically, how are y'all justifying supporting this collection? Like, no shade to Cynthia, but how are y'all justifying it? Because some people have told me that they'll never use EC again, and they don't want us, and they won't support One Ton and Million because of this. And other people are like, you know, people support problematic stuff all the time. Look at Amazon, look at Walmart. Not that we're comparing EC to Amazon or yeah, Walmart for sure. But I guess just making the point that if you stop supporting things just because you perceive them to be problematic, you're probably not going to be supporting anything. So she asked that question in the group, and a lot of people chimed in, you know, defending Cynthia's decision to have the collaboration. Some people chimed in, said that they weren't going to support the collaboration no matter what, you know, because of all the past stuff with EC. And I thought that Cynthia handled that situation very well. She put out a super eloquent statement just saying, you know, all the thoughts and the things that went into her decision to do this collaboration. She wasn't defensive at all. She just handled that way better than I probably would have, because first of all, I didn't really understand the perspective of the person asking the question, because it was really like they were looking and seeking guidance and validation from other people. Like, if it bothers you, then don't support it. And if it doesn't bother you and you want it, support it. I feel like it's a very simple concept. So I didn't really see where her confusion was coming from.
Don't know the person, so this is just, you know, me being on the internet and what I think. I truly feel like a lot of people like post these kind of questions and pose these kind of questions, particularly in Facebook groups, because they are looking for either validation or permission to do or not do something. I mean, even judging by the responses and the replies, I mean, most of the stuff that the person was like responding to is people that kind of was leaning towards where she was leaning.
Right.
I think this situation with EC is a personal decision. And everybody should respect each other's personal decisions. I don't think talking about it or asking broadly in a group full of strangers, in a sense. I mean, we all, you know, love each other and love this community, but we don't know each other. I don't think posing that question is really going to help you. All it is just looking for another sounding board and to find the people that are like, you know, on your side, basically.
Right. Which, by the way, she never quite made her side clear. So it was like she was kind of trying to see what way she should go. And I don't, like you said, I don't really understand why you need strangers to help you figure that out.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, I want to say I get it, because I get why people want to propose that question and ask, because I'm very like as I make decisions for myself, I'm checking in with my family. I'm checking in with my friends, like, hey, what you think about this?
Yeah.
And kind of coming to my conclusion from there, not like I'm using them to sway me one way or the other.
Exactly.
So I get maybe why people do that. I just don't understand why are we doing that with strangers who don't know you, going to come to their own conclusions. Some people are on the stream, and I think as a community and honestly as a company, they know those extreme people who are never going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But when they hear EC, they're on that stream like, no, 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 F that, you know, no. And then you have these people that are like, you know, I seen the change in the company. This is what they're doing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm making my decision from there. So it's just not really a, Facebook is just not a really good place to sound off on that. And also a lot of people did not know the changes, the things that they thought this was the very first, like, quote unquote, like, heritage collab they ever did, which is not.
They specifically did not said
know,
that.
Did not know it was, like, some donation involved with it. There always have been with these collabs.
Yeah.
Didn't know that the company has spoke out and said that, you know, they don't agree with Aaron Did. Several times.
Several times. Yeah.
So, so people just like literally just only read the headline in 2020 and like hung on to that. So Facebook is just not the place because you're not getting people who know the full story and getting their opinion from it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting people who, they only have pieces of it and really haven't done any research. And it would be nice if people could at least put that out there. Like, hey, I haven't been keeping up with the company and I don't really know what's going on with them now, but this is just what I'm thinking. That's one thing, but people I don't see that, anybody coming from that type of perspective. They just really made it. They tried to talk like they were coming from a informed place when based on what they were saying, they were not coming from a very informed place. And one person even referred to me and Myra as two black YouTubers because they brought up us talking to Tanya on stage at Go Wild, and they referred to us as two black YouTubers, which we are two black women. We are not two black. We have YouTube channels that are inactive. but we
have- I mean, this podcast is on YouTube.
This is on YouTube.
I wouldn't consider us a YouTuber for sure. We just upload the same stuff that we do on our podcast to YouTube.
So, speaking of that, because Myra did chime in and give a very cute response to that person. Did they ever say anything back to you? I meant to ask you.
Wow, they did. They don't care. And I mean, you know what I mean? Like you don't even care to like. And it's still up on the Wild's page. Like you went to Go Wild, so you know how to find the information. We're still listed there, which clearly says, you know, it's a podcast. Like people don't even take the few extra steps. There was someone else that was like, yeah, they talked to podcasters, but hey, I'll come back and, you know, drop the link to see if, you know, that conversation they had at Wild is on their feed. Totally different person than that person who never responded, but they at least took the extra steps to like look it up. It was like, oh, hey, here it is, you know. But the two black YouTuber girl never responded.
That was so weird. Laura ready to fight. Laura ready to fight, period.
It's just so, like you said, it's so weird because it took the other person who was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a podcast. Let me go find it. Like a minute to go find it.
And never mind people in the comments who literally talk to us and go Wild, who very much know who we are, who was having a conversation with that person who didn't feel like correcting them that we are not just two black YouTubers. We have names and inactive YouTube channels and an active podcast. So, but they know that. That person knows that. I don't know why they didn't correct them, but whatever.
We'll talk about that after we
I'm shaking the recording. Table. No, let's talk about it now.
Just don't like that person. Just I always got a bad juju from that person. Never like really did anything to me. But I feed off of people energy. I see your energy before I see you as a person. And if it's wrong, it's just wrong.
Yep, yep, exactly. And thank you, Karina. Karina said her is Lauren from Home Sweet Home is the other person involved in that collaboration. So thank you for
Is
that,
it pronounced home? Because there's no E.
I don't know. I just
Karina,
pronounced
please help
it.
Us. I don't want to get it wrong.
Exactly.
Her stuff is dope.
Oh, Laura said, I feel like a lot of people want to like EC publicly again, but they're scared of groupthink. That's the thing. And it's just like, I mean, obviously people can feel however they want to feel. And yeah. if you don't want to support a company or a brand or whatever, then don't. But if other people want to, then chill. Like, and we've literally been saying it for the past year and a half, like, let people support who they want to support. Like, do y'all know we think Happy Planner is some straight up garbage. But if people want to support Happy Planner, then feel free. Like, I still buy Happy Planner stuff every now and then. Like, it's not that, it's just not that deep. Like, let people spend what they spend their money on, what they spend want to spend their money on. And if anybody out there who is scared, spend your money on what you want to spend your money on. Nobody in here is paying your bills. So why do they have anything to do with your purchasing decisions? Like, make it make sense.
Yeah, I think it was a post from Aisha from Planner Girls Rock. Like, if you know somebody have an issue with you, double check your paycheck and see if their name is on it.
Oh, hello.
Because why are we policing what folks are buying? And again, like I said, when I say F that, I'm just saying, like, if you feel like you don't ever want to support this brand, cool. Yep. But don't, like, attack people who are okay with it. Exactly. It's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice. Exactly. Colette said, the people who get most of their news on Facebook are usually behind on all the info, then go off in comments in the thread on Facebook.
That is true.
The blind leading the blind. Literally, okay?
The two black YouTubers. Seriously. Oh my God, can that be the title? I will
two
gag
black YouTubers. I love that. I love that. Also, no offense to any blind person. I hope nobody's offended by me saying that. But I'm just saying, get your news from some actual news sources. Like, stop saying
research.
In the same.
Everything is right
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Come on.
Everything
Come
is right
on.
There. It's on the same internet using Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, Mackenzie said, make your own informed decision. Mm-hmm. Tanya speaking openly at Go Wild was a turning point for me. Absolutely. And that's fair. And if it wasn't a turning point for anybody, if it didn't make a difference to you, that's fair. But
that's
I don't
cool
understand
too. Yeah.
why you got to care so much about what other people are using. I have lost zero sleep over what anybody else, what planner anybody else was using or buying. Like, zero. That's just not what keeps me up at night. I'm sorry.
Maybe an O-ring. It's jokes. That's jokes. I don't care if you're O-ring or not.
She has never judged me.
I'm not hopped in nobody deals ever.
O-ring, absolutely, because I have used the O-ring here and there. Shout out to Day Designer. Yeah. Ooh, Heather, that's a good point. Heather said, if you're worried about groupthink and what people are thinking about you, you are hanging out with the wrong people. Yes, a whole word. Mm-hmm. A whole word.
Yeah, it's something that I've learned when I was going my first weight loss journey. I'm on another one now. Shout out to the cycle. But when I would be in the gym, this is something like the trainer at the time told me, like, if you're worrying about what everybody else is thinking about you, everybody else is probably thinking the same thing. So nobody is thinking about what you are looking like, because they're also thinking about, oh, what she thinks about me. So it's just like, just do you.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, that is definitely a very the groupthink is an extremely toxic trait of the planner community in general, of the community of the world period, but especially of the planner community, because that's the community that we're in. Like, there is a lot of groupthink and people feeling like they can't do and say what they want to say, what they want to do, because of what other people are going to think about it. And I mean, literally, that's one of the things that went into us starting this podcast. We didn't see people, a lot of people publicly sharing where they stood on, you know, politics and, you know, cultural things, Black Lives Matter. Like, we did not see a lot of people putting that out there in the planner community. And this is a part of our lives. This is our lives. So we wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, you just never know. You just never know the response. And it's like, I definitely remember, like, especially the first few months after we started the podcast, like, a lot of the things that we got, like, in our DMs and comments and stuff was, oh my God, y'all are saying what I've been thinking. Y'all are feeling how I've been feeling. I just been too scared to put it out there. I just didn't know how other people were going to receive it. Like, we are grown as hell, grown as hell, paying taxes, paying bills, you know, raising kids and doing all that stuff. Like, we should be able to do and say what we want to do. And it's a lot of people who are on the wrong side of history, and they're doing that, and they are definitely free to do that. So this doesn't just go for things that I agree with. It goes for things I don't agree with, too. Like, if you want to put it out there, put it out there. And if people don't want to see it, they are free to not follow you or whatever. So, yeah, people got to just do their own thing and just stop caring so much about what other people have to say about it.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those human nature kind of things that I just don't understand. Like what was the reason? Mm-hmm. What did we get out of that? What did you gain from that? You know, just putting that out there just to get somewhat of an echo chamber.
And forcing Cynthia into that position to have to defend herself in her own Facebook group was just really unfair. It was really, really unfair.
Mm-hmm. The company, like she pointed out, didn't do anything either. It wasn't a situation like EC sponsored this, you know. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that the person who did the wrongdoing named her company after herself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Cynthia for sure should not have to ever, you know, defend herself for something she didn't do.
She didn't do anything. She just made a business move for her business. And
She definitely probably looked into it. Well, mm-hmm. I'm even going to say probably. I know for a fact she looked into it and made that decision to move forward. Mm-hmm. And either you just going to support it or not.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Laura said, I'm at the stage of my life where if you can't say it to my face, I'm not thinking twice about what you have to say. Period. Because we definitely, you know, at Go Wilds, I know we ran into a few people who been big and bad in the DMs and was a deer in headlights face to face. So that means
I love every minute of it, y'all. Don't deserve no fault. Yes. highlight of 2022, I promise y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Heather said, everyone is too busy thinking about themselves to care about you. It's so freeing. No one cares. For real. Yeah. For real. Because honestly, even these people who want to judge you, deep down, they don't really care. They just want to force their views and opinions on other people. At the end of the day, they're probably not sitting up all night thinking about what the hell somebody else is using or buying. They just want to be extra on the internet. And the second they log off, they're probably not thinking more about it. So
exactly. Karina mm-hmm. said she's going to upload the video as two Black YouTubers.
I love it.
Oh my God.
I love it. Julie said, folks were always told to stick to planning, which is awful. Mm. Yeah.
But we're planning our lives. Like, mm-hmm. this is our day-to-day life. And this is what a lot of us have to, you know, deal with on our mm-hmm. day-to-day basis. So it's just, there is no just sticking to planning. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm sticking to planning, I'm sticking to talking about my life. I'm planning my life.
And people, even people who say that, when it comes to something they really care about, they're not going to just stick to planning and ignore it. Because everybody has something that they really, really care about besides just planning. Mm-hmm. Everybody does. So, yeah. Rain said, I don't think I can recall anything else in the planner world that divides a community like this EC thing, besides racism, of course. I know. Yeah, it is kind of shocking to me that we're almost 2 years out from it, and it is still such a huge topic of conversation. And I'm not saying that it's not a valid conversation or this shouldn't be talked about. It's still just surprising to me that it is such a huge thing still.
It's maybe I say that thought for the bonus episode. I'm gonna write it down.
I was gonna say, don't forget, because you say that and then it never comes up again.
Yeah, I'll say that maybe for a bonus episode.
Joyce said, it seems that some folks want to keep EC negative instead of celebrating their positive changes. I mean, that's valid too. I think a lot of that is like
the company
too.
Just be done with just it. You don't done. Have to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good point for sure.
Yeah, and sorry, Julie. To cut you off. No, you're fine. You're fine. Julie said, because then they would have nothing to talk about. Well, yeah, because if they're not using it, they don't have
it. It goes back to entertainment, right? Like we said, like, people really don't care. They're not losing sleep over this. Mm-hmm. But this is something to go back and forth with on the internet to pass the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot, guys. It's definitely just a lot. Also, more tea, thanks to the patrons. We talked about on the podcast sometime last year. I don't even remember what month it was, that there was a situation where a brand had let somebody borrow some like Louis Vuitton agenda covers to make some content. I believe that person in the brand must have had some type of falling out. And then that person never returned the Louis Vuitton planners. We have an update a whole like 6, 9 months later that the person has returned the planners, allegedly because they were finally about to get exposed. Because the person, the brand, and the brand's friend, who have been talking about this online, they have not ever said who the person was. But apparently, I guess they were getting to the point to where they were about to, and the person did not want to be exposed. So they allegedly returned the Louis Vuitton planner covers. See, this is fun tea. This is the
This
type of
is
fun
funny.
tea. It's not racist. It's not homophobic. It's none of
It's
those
just kind of
horrible things
silly.
that we got to deal with. It's just ridiculous and funny. Yeah, Myra, what are your thoughts on this?
God. What was the reason? Why did you just send this back 9, 6, however long it was? Why did you just send it back there? And what changed? Like you being exposed? I mean, you could have been exposed throughout any of that time. So why did that change all of a sudden?
I guess maybe they did either, maybe they didn't ever threaten to expose them and they just did, or maybe they never took the threat seriously and maybe they started to. I have no idea. Yeah, it's crazy though. It is.
What was the reason?
I don't
I
know.
just don't
I don't
understand.
know. I just hope they were still in good condition. I mean, who knows what this person's been doing to them for these past few months? They probably so beat up and, you know, leather absorbs scents, so it could be, you know, cigarette scent, cat scent, dog scent, whatever. Who
Oh God,
knows?
I hope it.
Who knows?
Hopefully they just was just holding it hostage. It was in the dust bag in a pet-free home.
In a pet-free
Hopefully.
home.
I just don't understand. Like, if you wanted to be done with them, just be done. You could have been sent it, but like for it to be like, oh, I don't want to get exposed, I'll go ahead and send it now. You could have been exposed for the past year.
Yep, that's true.
I don't know. It ain't making sense to me.
It's not making sense either. Yeah, Rain, I was dying to know who it was also. So, you know, it's better for the community that that person didn't get
Probably
exposed, but
is.
my own personal
Yeah, because we are
self
nosy.
feels some type of way because I really want to know who it was. We were speculating and doing the most.
Was, we weren't trying to get the information to attack or anything. This is just one of those situations where it's just like silly fun, random tea, Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, I wanted to do something kind of fun. Let's talk about like expectations versus reality of like the planner community. So, guys, join us in the chat. Like, think about any like expectations you have had for like any planner communities, planner brands, like the whole planner community in general, and tell us your expectation versus what the reality of that situation was. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well? I kind of just randomly thought of that last night. That would be kind of cool. To talk about, you know, what is not
Yeah.
real and what's real
Give an
in this
example
community.
first.
Okay. My example of expectations versus reality. I did not to expect the planner community to be so racist sometimes. The reality of it is the planner community is just like the real world and has racist people and racist elements in can in fact be extremely racist. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about that, 'cause you know, it's kind of like a shock. You find this community online with all these amazing people, you think using all these beautiful project you know, products and talking about pens and stickers and paper quality and all that fun stuff. And then as soon as something happens in the real world, you get told to shut up and plan or stick to planning, or you know, you kind of see brands only only working with certain people. Because, I mean, even when we first kind of got into the community in, like, 2018, 2019, the people who you really saw as representatives of a lot of these brands were not mostly people who look like us. It was maybe, mm-hmm. like, one or two that looked like us, and the vast majority, you know, were white women. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like over time, obviously, it's gotten a lot better. It still has a long way to go, but it's gotten a lot better. But yeah, I was just coming in initially, I was definitely kind of surprised to see, how prevalent that was. And that, I mean, I feel like maybe to ourselves, you know, Black women and women of color and queer people, we were probably kind of talking about these things, but it wasn't like a public conversation about the racism that really goes on in the community, you know?
Yeah, that one was really deep. I thought it was just gonna be,
it can be planets, silly,
but
it can be, yeah. silly. It doesn't have to be,
but
deep,
I mean,
but
that one was fat.
You don't expect it, you don't expect it at all.
Yeah, because I can remember us talking about, like, when we first came in this community, like, oh, how welcoming it is, and mm-hmm. you know, it's just like-minded women mm-hmm. just trying to get our lives together, take care of our kids, da da da.
Yeah.
Once you start being like, hey, I'm a Black person.
What?
What? You're Black?
It's like when white America discovered that Beyonce was Black after her Super Bowl performance. Or that Will was Black. Yeah, it's just like, I feel like once we really started talking about these things publicly, that's when the community really started to acknowledge that, you know, being Black is not just our race. It is who we are, and it's a part of us. It's truly who we are and a part of us. And it has everything to do with everything that we do, including how we plan. So it's not just a coincidence or accident that we are Black people, you know. Do you have one, or we got a couple in the comments?
Mine's would be... my expectations would maybe mimicking another creator that is very successful within mm-hmm. the community to a T, and thinking that success is going to come to me.
Mm.
And the reality is it don't really work that way.
A lot of people have fallen down that rabbit hole. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking back on my planner because somebody asked me what was my first planner. And I'm like, while it was cute, while the spreads in there were cute, mm-hmm. you can tell that I was trying to mimic what a certain style for a certain company, like what mm-hmm. they like and what their top creator that worked with them like. And that, it just was not me.
Yep. Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts. And you start to feel that because it's like mm-hmm. you can do it for a little while, but that's when you kind of start running out of creativity because you're not coming up with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You're waiting on that next person mm-hmm. to do it. Yeah.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
There's a difference between that, like mimicking and being inspired by
mm-hmm.
other people.
Absolutely. Because so, when you're inspired, you're just taking elements. It's not a carbon copy. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Laura said her expectation was that having a planner will help her get her life together. And the reality is that it's an illusion and you're just chasing a dopamine.
That's facts too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Heather said, or that a new system will solve everything. Reality, mm-hmm. I have to actually use the system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the reality is you never really needed a new system in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was good with what you had in the beginning.
Yep. I can think another expectation of mine is that, you know, all our faves, you know, the bigger planner people who are the most popular creating content and all that type of stuff, that they are exactly who they seem to be in their videos and on Instagram and all that. And the reality is that social media is curated. So you are getting a curated version of this person. Not to say it's fake or phony or they're lying or pretending. Sometimes they are, but not all the time. But that's just not 100% of who they are. And I do appreciate that. It seems like over the past couple of years, people have been showing more of who they truly are behind the planner, the person behind the planner, rather than just having this facade of this perfect person with these perfect plans and this perfect life, and you know, they're seven planner lineup and all this type of stuff, that there's like a lot more to them. And they go through stuff and they talk about that. And it's like, I feel like there's a way to still be a private person, but still also show that you're human and that your life isn't perfect without overly exposing yourself. And I like that. Seems like a lot of people have kind of developed more of a balance than they used to. Cause I think social media a few years ago was just the absolutely perfect picture of everybody, mm-hmm. including us. And that just was not the real, and it was not realistic, you know? And then it kind of makes people feel bad, feeling like, oh, this person has a perfect life and I don't, my life sucks. And it's like, no, nobody has a perfect life. Everybody's life sucks sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's life. Mm-hmm. Everybody's life sucks sometimes. But yeah, that is so true. And like you said, it's not like being fake or being curated. I mean, we all make a decision of what we're going to, I literally just made a decision of what I was going to say on this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not put it to the public. Literally yeah. just did it.
Yeah.
But, like, y'all know we come to the show as our authentic selves, but it's still a balance there. I think we're like doing this, what is this, like that boat ride that goes back and forth, like mm-hmm. we were over here in this whole like very curated, very perfect kind of lifestyle. Now we're swinging over to this authenticity, mm-hmm. and we kind of need to stay in this like middle part, because sometimes some people authentic selves
taint,
we
too
don't
much.
Need to know taint all that information much. You ain't mm-hmm. even worked through all that yet. We don't yeah. need to know all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we stay somewhere like right here in the middle where we are being our true selves, but, you know, keeping what we need to keep to ourselves, I think mm-hmm. that, you know, it'll make this community a better place. But
absolutely. But absolutely. Yeah. Rain said that her expectation was that she needs to have a perfectly curated IG feed, and that the reality is that she can post when she wants and how she wants and just be herself. I love that. I love that. I feel like when we all get into the community, we're always thinking like, okay, what's the best way for me to edit my pictures? What's the best way for me to do this? What's the best time to post? Like, putting so much into it. I'm not saying that you can't do that, but make sure you're still able to find joy and it doesn't just become and feel like a job or a chore for you to post. You know what I'm saying? Kind of remember your why. Like, if your why is to, you know, grow and be an influencer or something, that's fine. Or if your why is just to, you know, share what you love and what you're enjoying at the time, that's okay too. And neither of those have to be perfect. Nobody is looking, or nobody should be looking for perfection anymore. It's just not realistic.
Absolutely. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head with that. Like, just knowing your why. I think mm-hmm. that, you know, really take you far in creating your platform.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you want to grow, you know, you can figure out what's the best balance for you and what time you have to grow. And if you yep. don't, you just want to do it for fun, just let it be fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mackenzie said that her expectation was that she could trust small businesses to be good places to shop. The reality is that many shops have problematic pasts or situations that you have to search out before purchasing. Ooh-wee. That's real, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
That's real.
The planner community is just like the real world, right?
Yep. So, you want to be informed.
There's going to be some problematic people out there.
Yep. Know who you're supporting and know why you're supporting them. That is absolutely huge for sure. And it's not, and it's, I feel like the information that's out there is just up to people to do the research. And it's like, if you don't do the research, that's really not anybody's fault but your own. Like, that whole situation with the VB and the Nazi pen, like, I appreciate that it feels like she at least took ownership of that, because that was her fault for not doing a research into that, into every single person before putting her name and her brand behind those people. You know what I'm saying?
So that should have never happened. But I mean, again, you know, you gotta take the steps to protect mm-hmm. your own brand.
You do.
But that's a whole word. And also, every quote unquote bigger shop started off small.
Absolutely. 100%.
EC, Happy Everybody Planner, started all of them start off small. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's true. Joy said her expectation that she will write in her planner every day. Reality, sometimes I don't. Some days I just need a post-it or two. Period.
Same.
Or a notebook. Yeah. Yep.
And that's okay too. Mm-hmm. That's okay too.
Yep. Exactly. Let's see. Julie said her expectation was having a planner will help her stick to her budget. Reality, it's expensive being in this community.
It is expensive.
Facts.
It could be very expensive if you let it. You let the FOMO get to you and, you know, start buying up stuff. It's very, very expensive.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Mackenzie said we're supposed to have a budget. Tell us something we don't know, Julie.
We got to get J-Bay on here to help us out or something.
I would love that. Yes, I think that would be great. That would definitely be great. You know what? That just made me think of another one. My expectation is that buying all the things would bring me planner peace and bring me joy and happiness. And the reality is that no, that is absolutely not true. If anything, buying all the things makes me more overwhelmed and more confused and further from planner peace. It's literally the opposite. But you think, and that's another one, you expect to, you know, you need to keep up with the Joneses and have all the things, and that's how you're going to grow and be popular and notable in the community. And the reality is that nobody should be counting your pockets, counting your sticker books, counting your planners, or none of that. It's really none of anybody's business what you have or don't have. And you shouldn't be buying things just to impress other people. You know, absolutely. Like, you don't get an award for having every single Happy Planner sticker book that ever came out. It ain't no award for that. Like, none.
A reshare on their feed. But I mean, how much did you spend to get there?
Hello?
Literally. I would just ask them if they could just, how much I got paid for an ad spot on y'all.
Okay, it's cheaper. it's cheaper than making sure, especially with the way they selling those old sticker books on Mercari. I'm looking at you, Myra. It's cheaper.
Cheaper. It is. Oh my God. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just thought of another one.
Okay.
It's going back to small business. So
go
like,
ahead.
Okay. Expectation is that in order for me to like fully support a small business, I have to buy into every single of their release. And reality, you just don't.
That's real.
And they're gonna appreciate, you know, if you support little, big, however you support, they're gonna appreciate it.
And it's different ways to support, you know, retweeting, commenting, telling people that you love the shop, that's support too. It doesn't always have to be financial support. That's real. Rain said that her expectation was buy all the things that you can just stash later. Expectation, besides high ticket items, you're not going to get that return on your investment. Girl, preach. It's never going to be worth as much as when you bought it for, unless you got one of them Miss Maker books from back in the day. Unless you got some of those.
I'm thinking about putting another one up. I got 90 for one of them.
Myra, that's insane. $90. Oh my gosh. Wow. That is so crazy. That's so crazy. Heather said, along expectation, I will use all the pens I buy. Reality, I only have two hands in 24 hours. Girl. Yeah. I feel like that goes for everything. Like, well, you can only use so much at one time. Like, you're just never going to be able to use
pens, planners, everything. Notebooks, all that stuff. Yeah. Washi. Yep. As I look at the washi I just bought.
Girl,
but, you know,
we're a work in progress.
We can't change overnight. At least I know, because I definitely have slowed down my washi buying. But
exactly. Naomi said, expectation is planner piece. Reality is ha 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 ha. Nope.
It does not exist.
I don't think it does either. And we've talked about it. We've debated it. We have there. I don't think there is any such thing as planner peace, not for us, the planner people, like maybe for people outside of the community who can truly get one planner for the year and never even have the thought of another planner crossing their mind. That's just not
but
us.
They ain't here.
Exactly. They're not here. Yep. Colette said her expectation was that she will use all the stickers and washi she bought years ago. Reality, your style will change over time. It's okay not to like something anymore. Ooh, girl.
That's a word. And that's a word. Another thing. Use your stuff while you like it. Stop hoarding that stuff.
Yeah.
Stop being like, I love this sticker book so much, I just cannot use it. Use it now, because a year or 2 years from now, you're like,
use it while you love it. Yeah. Absolutely. That literally happened to me so much, especially with those Happy Planner sticker books. I loved them so much when I first got it. Barely wanted to use it. Was super picky. And by the time I ended up destashing before we moved, there were so many that I had barely ever touched. And I was really kicking myself that I didn't use them when I really loved them, because I just didn't feel that way about them anymore. Mm-hmm. I was over it and I just didn't care about them anymore. So I wish I would have used them while I loved them. I love that. Yeah.
A lot of sticker books, I'm just like, why did I buy that?
I know. I know, right? Looking at you, Jungle Vibes, even though I don't think nobody on this podcast bought Jungle Vibe. No shady feet, but it's just...
Yeah, we didn't get to ask.
You got to be in a special type of mood to like Jungle Vibes. Karina said her expectation was that her planner will make her more organized, and the reality is that my stationery shit is all over the house, the floor, and the ceiling.
Oh my god, that's facts. That's literally this room right now. Literally this room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. I have all my planner stuff for the most part on one little cart, and the cart is still unorganized, and it's not even one. So y'all see it behind me. I'm just like, where do I even put it? It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. That's why I had to chill on the washi bag, because it's like, where I'm gonna put it, girl?
I know.
Gotta relax. I can't use the washi fast enough.
Mm-hmm. I know. Seriously. Exactly. You'll never be. And then, like you said, but you might fall out of love with it by the time you think to reach for 6 months ago. It ain't even gonna be hidden the way it used to. So you're just like, oh, maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah, y'all, this has been so fun hanging out with you guys. If y'all have any last minute questions for us or any last minute expectations versus reality, let us know as we are preparing to wrap up the episode. I literally cannot believe this is our last episode for April. We are already almost 5 months into this year, and it is just absolutely flying by. Isn't it so crazy, Myra?
I know. I see the posts. Well, it was a TikTok that Gemini season is coming. Ooh. I'm like, hold up. I'm not freaking ready.
Yes.
How did we get here? Like, man, we're almost halfway through.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I know. My birthday is like the halfway point for me, you know, in my mind. It's not officially the halfway. Well,
it's official.
July.
It's fine. Halfway. There we go.
Yeah. But I'm like, man, it's almost here. But yeah. This has been wild. This has already been like such an amazing year, and this is month five. Like, this is crazy.
It's crazy. I feel like we're literally going to sneeze, and it's going to be the holidays again.
I'm not ready for that.
I know. Why does time have to go by so fast? It's like you don't really notice or care that much when you're younger, but when it's like when you get older and you're in your 30s, it's like, slow down, please. Lying. I don't want to wake up and be 80. Okay, no shade to the 80-year-olds. I'm just not trying to wake up and be 80. Slow down a bit, please.
I know. I'm enjoying it too much. I think that's why it's just going fast for us. Like, this year has just been...
lots of good things.
Yeah. I need to catch up on my memory planning, because I just want to, like, hold on to these moments from this year. It's just been great.
I know. It really, really has. It really, really has. But, yeah. So, I think next month is not a meetup. So, just to do some housekeeping with the patrons. Do not think next month is a meetup, but... we have something really, really cool coming up next month that you guys will be hearing very soon. Yes. Maybe we'll talk about it on the Facebook Live next weekend, because that's just private for the patrons. So we might talk about it on the Facebook Live next week. Erica had a question. Are we getting the ultimatum or whatever that show is called? Reality and Wine Recap. If y'all want one, we can definitely make it happen. I need to finish the ultimatum. I have been slacking. I've been doing it.
Finished before you?
So you finished before me. Yep. Scripted television has taken over my life right now. I told you, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. I've been watching Degrassi. I've been getting all the nostalgic feels lately. So I hadn't been paying attention. So I need to finish. The ultimatum. But if y'all want one, we could definitely make it happen.
Yeah, I love to talk about it. I think this is a very interesting one to talk about, and I'm looking forward to season two of that hot ass mess, but I'll be here for it. It is a hot mess.
Y'all, it must be good, because it takes a lot for Myra to get into reality TV that's not like dating, like a dating show. So the fact that Myra's into it definitely says a lot.
I just like, I could not imagine if Ashton came to me. I just would not be on the show. You're going to have to find somebody else to play your mama, because I just would not be on the show. I just could not imagine him walking up like, yeah, I'm going to get my girl or my guy, whoever, his partner, an ultimatum. Like, this is stupid. Like, what are you doing?
So stupid. So they had the parents and families were on the show?
Yeah, kind of like how they had on Shake Show.
Oh, Love is Blind.
Yeah, you know how they, meet the family and had that whole
Yeah.
moment.
I feel
Find
you.
somebody else to play your mama. It
I
ain't
feel
me.
like the show I definitely would not be on is Married at First Sight.
Do they have the family be on that?
They got the family on there, and literally the family is on like the very first episode is like showing the person like leading up to the wedding, and they have their family with them and talking to them about it and stuff. And then like the second or third episode is them actually getting married and at a wedding ceremony, a real one, and meeting the person that they are marrying like right there on the spot. So they're meeting them, their family is meeting them, everybody's meeting that person at the exact same time. I will not be a part of this.
Yeah, I just couldn't. They always have that little confessionals with the people's moms, like that little moment where they have to. I would just be like, this is dumb. I just, I can't agree with any of this. That would be me.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
Erica said dumpster fire.
It is. It literally isn't. It's like a dumpster fire train wreck that you just could not look away from. None of these people on the show need to be together. They all need therapy. They all need to spend some time with themselves and figure
Yeah.
out their own self before they hop into a relationship.
Yep. I agree. I agree. Colette said it was super toxic. I watch a lot of reality TV and that was the worst. Really,
It was
y'all? I really need
toxic.
to watch it. Oh my
I don't know if it was the
gosh.
worst. I watched Flavor Love. I don't know if it's the
Well, I mean, yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad for
But it is some
sure.
toxic stuff to where I don't know. I don't like the way, and I think they did this in the Love is Blind show too, where they try to make it as this experiment and, like try to make it like it's not toxic when we all know it's toxic. Even
Yeah.
Nick and I can't remember his wife's name. Y'all know this is
Vanessa.
toxic. Vanessa. Come on now. Stop trying to act like this is an experiment.
I know. Laura said, I want to know why Nick and Vanessa are hosting all these train
And it's
wrecks.
like they
Why are they the
know.
couple? Yeah, why are they? Because, I mean, they first to be celebrities, they met under fairly normal circumstances and have been in a relationship and married for a very long time. So I could see maybe a couple from Love is Blind or somebody hosting one of these crazy shows because, but to have people who did like a traditional marriage route hosting these absolutely non-traditional marriage routes is kind of crazy.
And try to pull off this delusion, like, oh, it's an experiment, and did it, like, y'all know this is crazy. Nick be halfway looking like, the
Yeah, and it
fuck, like.
especially with the ultimatum, what really sets it apart from a lot of these other shows is that I don't understand why if you care about this relationship that you're in and you want this person to marry you and be with you for the rest of your life, why would you think going on a show where they're gonna get to literally both of y'all are gonna get to date other people, why would you think that's gonna help y'all find your way to marriage easier? I don't really understand that. And besides just being 24 and have only dating for like a year. You
That,
know,
yeah, I
insane.
would love to talk about that because it gives this like false sense of hope at the end, like without spoiling it. And I'm just like, this is a mess.
It's a mess. Naomi says she's scared of the ultimatum. She feels like it's gonna strip away the little bit of faith she has left in the human. I mean, that's all reality TV, though. That's literally all reality
Yeah,
TV.
that's true. That is so true.
Rain said, "Married at First Sight, hell no, or Love After Lockup." Oh, girl, Love After Lockup. Have you ever watched Love After Lockup?
I've heard of it, but I just don't think that's for me.
It's
So.
basically, if correct me if I'm wrong, guys. It basically follows people who met their person while that person was in jail, and then it follows their relationship once that person is out of jail.
Yeah, that's enough for
You
me.
can't do
I can't do
it.
that
You
one.
can't do it.
So we have to go through like them communicating via jail and like seeing each other. Yes,
Yeah.
I don't.
Yep. Naomi says she watched Love is Blind Japan and she liked it much more than the original. That sounds cool.
Yeah, I told you I accidentally end up watching it. I didn't keep watching it because I was like, oh, well, maybe I was you know, me trying to learn the language. I'm like, oh, this is a whole different show.
Okay, Eric, I didn't know that. Eric said the host, Nick and Vanessa, they said they broke up and dated another person before they got back together. And Vanessa said when she met Nick, he was in the tail end of his hot mess divorce from Jessica Simpson. They did meet like right after. She was got kind of like his rebound person that he ended up marrying, which is
They're hosting this messy shows because their relationship started messy.
Ding, ding, ding. And they just had a happy ending. But y'all are the exception. Y'all are not the rule. Like, let's be clear.
Definitely the exception.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah. I'll definitely be binging The Ultimatum so we can have some type of live or something like that so we can talk about it soon. But this has been so fun, guys. Yes. We always love having these live episodes with y'all. Our patrons and people who support us make this show what it is. So we are so grateful for y'all. And it was so fun hanging out on a Saturday night, I was about to say a girls' night, but you know, all our patrons ain't girls. So a patrons' night. I don't know what to call it. People's night. A friend's night.
Yeah, we need a new word for that. Because, everybody don't identify as women. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. Patreon night.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Patreon night. But, yeah, guys, I hope y'all have a great rest of your weekend. Thank y'all so much for joining. And thank y'all for listening. And we will talk to y'all soon.
Bye, guys.